AFSCME pushed the legislation so its 38,000 members would be able to continue working without a contract past the June 30th deadline. It's an apparent reaction to memos sent from Governor Bruce Rauner's office to state agencies, asking them what they'd need to keep running in case of a strike. Rauner has previously said he'd invite a strike or government shutdown for the sake of cost savings. His office has indicated he'll veto the bill, but Senate President John Cullerton, a Democrat from Chicago, says that would hinder progress.
Statements he's made about, hey, let's take a strike. I mean, that's not the way to, that's dramatic. It's unnecessary.
Republicans voted against the legislation, but Representative Chad Hayes, a Republican from Catlin, says he neither hopes for nor expects a strike.
It's unfathomable to me that those who have fought their entire life for the right to organize and to bargain and have that kind of hammer as a last resort as a strike would ever consider trading that away.
Representative Carol Ammons, a Democrat from Urbana, says she hopes AFSCME won't walk away from negotiations.
We encourage them to stay at the table. That is the thing that we really need to make sure that we don't lose the very needed services that the state depends on for all of its residents.
The expiration of the contract coincides with the end of the governor's spending authority. Getting a new budget in place is expected to be the top priority for Springfield this month. I'm Hannah Meisel.